afternoon main news bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumbai Tailash. The headlines. Citizens urge UPND to focus on fixing the nation. Government moves to contain environmental and economic impact of tunnel dam collapse at EZ Mining. In international headlines, soldiers seize power in Guinea-Bissau and detain the president. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development says it acknowledges with gratitude the policy directive by President Hakainde Hichilema to leverage on the Constituency Development Fund CDF in order to accelerate the adoption and deployment of solar energy across the country as a way of contributing to national energy security. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Technical Services Nicholas Piri says the ministry will work together with other stakeholders, including the Ministry of Energy, Ministry of Finance and National Planning, financial institutions and the Presidential Delivery Unit, among others, to ensure that the project delivers its intended objectives efficiently and effectively. Mr. Piri says on its part, the ministry has concluded the restructuring of the CDF 2025-2026 in order to release funds needed to translate the policy guidance into tangible project deliverables. He says to this end, the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative has been conceived as a project vehicle to deliver the policy objectives outlined by the Republican President. The project manager for the Presidential Constituency Development Fund Initiative will be the Ministry of Energy through its relevant agencies, while the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development will contribute equity through the Ministry of Finance and National Planning. He has revealed that an initial equity contribution of $100 million will be immediately made available to commence the works. The PS has assured members of the public that the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative will be implemented with the highest level of urgency, efficiency, accountability, and technical vigilance. Now, concerned citizens have called on President Hakainde Hichilema and the UPND administration to focus on fixing the economy, ending load shedding, instead of focusing on the Bill 7. One of the residents has stated that the Bill 7 will not get rid of the power crisis and the high cost of living Zambians are grappling with. She has questioned why the UPND is fixing their focus on the bill instead of delivering development to the Zambian people.
Apari shimo, mwisho ya utifika fora UPND. Bali mko fora ndati wa mko situ siambia kuru, tuka ya putule, kwa development. Kwa mwapo mko situ sa ya kuru, bata antuwa wa nono. Situ mwota kwa development. Kwa mwako situ singa ya fula. Yelo waka kwa nishoku bomba. Iga mbe kwa fula shoku bomba. Jusebe ni maile kefie yo, watu bombe sufema Zambia ni fulare tulaya. Atu pera mara iti, netu wako sere sefari Jusebe. Amo mbele pari inkonomi. Amo mbele pabu kwa wafi iskwacha. Nishoro yoku bombo kutu wala batasha. Nuti Jusebe ni yetapawa nesha abamo. Mwana fisha kutishuka fulishe sefe nila UPND na waka indi. Kwa wafuwa kutu waka fulishe fufema Zambia ni hao. Kwa Jusebe ni yobali ika na chari pura ile kekofi. Jusebe ni tekule tamara iti hao. Road shedding, apela road shedding na ipu hapa.
And another citizen has called on the president to listen to the church and get rid of the Bill 7. He has stated that the contents of the bill are not availed, hence citizens do not feel comfortable.
7 your president na mumbe se sachabe sanje wiro abantu ambiri vakana vakato ikau menya zei kato ikau menyu au menyu matichezi ya kana vamene matichezi ni ambiri matichezi ndiye bantu wa menyu vamena president government kutuwa kutira bantu wa liwoze matichezi ya menya so please nikani wakawa chechi matichezi nchu vamena dangi za tindeki mavuta bantu vavitite murango kama pamalai yesterday murango kama pamilvoshi na chana yesterday vabu ino vavita mga wapu watu ya chaso chiteko so chiteko so chiteko so mwosha vina kukangani wa president so please apapate hava kukangani vintu wo chita pianche mupando wa president uyo kwa mkafuna tisha nyano muna rindikira mairweyo kuti sinashite buwanji muna ikambe kutini kumakosio siniyari yale mzali mzali juwa juwa amene ya niyari kuti mwende nda vina mkufiri mkati.
The Alliance for Children Everywhere Zambia made a donation of assorted health supplies to Chongwe Health Office as part of their effort to support healthcare initiatives in the country. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Alliance for Children Everywhere Country Director Mr. Chantry Mwemba says the Alliance is delighted to stand with Chongwe Health Center, a hub of health facilities in the district, and make the donation. Mr. Mwemba says the Alliance's mission is to support vulnerable individuals and families so that children and communities can flourish. And receiving the donations on behalf of Chongwe Health Office District Planner Andrew Chivangula expressed gratitude for the timely donation when the facility is currently managing cholera cases. He says the medical supplies donated will go a long way and will greatly support their effort to provide quality healthcare services to the communities, with a growing population currently standing at 350,000 people across the district. Among the donated items include 36,000 units of surgical masks, 36,000 units of examination gloves, 2 bowls of towels, 100 boxes of face masks, and 19 packs of scrubs. The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHES, has asked President Hakainde Hichilema to establish a youth desk at State House. ZEHES Executive Director Clarence Muziamba says the initiative will provide a platform for young people to have their voices heard on governance matters, land access, entrepreneurship, and other critical issues affecting them. He says as the majority citizens of the nation, young people are eager to contribute to the development of the country. Mr. Muziamba says they believe that a youth desk at State House will be a significant step towards fostering inclusive governance, promoting youth empowerment, and harnessing the demographic dividend. Now, government has moved to contend the environmental and economic impact of a tailings dam collapse at EZ Mining in Mwense district of Luapula province, which has released mining effluent into the Mwense stream and disrupted community livelihoods. Luapula province principal public relations officer Emmanuel Maseko says a multi-agency response team comprising the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, the Department of Water Resources, and the Ministry of Fisheries and livestock has been dispatched to the site, and the team is working to contain contamination as well as conduct a comprehensive assessment of the fuel's effect. Mr. Maseko says government is supplying clean and safe water to affected communities, adding that residents who have been cautioned against using water or consuming fish from the Mwense stream. He further announced that all operations at EZ Mining have been suspended, pending a full investigation. Now, preliminary assessments indicate that the spill has affected 11 fish farmers, damaging 61 out of 95 fish ponds and causing extensive fish deaths and crop contamination along the stream. Authorities have also confiscated dead fish to prevent public consumption. Senior Chief Muchinda Kankomba Welela III of Serenje District in Central Province has expressed gratitude to President Hakainde Hichilema for sending a fact-finding team to investigate allegations of impropriety. He thanks the President for choosing to seek the truth through engagement rather than acting on misinformation.